Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. The Committee to Protect Healthcare, quote, a national mobilization of doctors, healthcare professionals, and advocates who are building a pro-patient healthcare majority in Congress and in states so we can live in an America where everyone has the healthcare they need to thrive, end quote, has endorsed Troy Jackson for U.S. Senate and Hannah Pingree for governor, along with several candidates for the state legislature. Dr. Rob Davidson, executive director of the committee, writes, quote, now more than ever, it's important that our elected officials in both Augusta and Washington work not just to defend care, but to expand it. Former Senate President Troy Jackson introduced the law that established Maine's Prescription Drug Affordability Board, a critical tool for making prescription drugs more affordable and holding pharmaceutical companies accountable, and we're confident he'll continue this sort of leadership in the U.S. Senate. We look forward to working with former Speaker of the Maine House, Hannah Pingree, as governor, and all of the endorsed legislative candidates to build on Maine's progress towards a state where everyone has access to the health care they need, end quote. To see their full list of endorsements, go to carecandidates.org, and you can learn more about the Committee to Protect Healthcare at committeetoprotect.org. The Economic Policy Institute, a nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank that calls itself the Working People's Think Tank, has added a cost of deportations calculator to their website. The calculator breaks down costs by state and then by town or city, and it also lists where that money could have been spent in that community. According to the calculator, instead of spending $682,450 or $1,721 per taxpayer in Blue Hill on mass deportations, Blue Hill taxpayers could fund 3 school teachers or 3 firefighters, or 26 people on Medicaid, or 14 people with veterans medical care, or 14 Head Start slots, or 2 registered nurses. In Ellsworth, the city is spending $4,417,378 on mass deportations. That comes out to about $1,373 per taxpayer. And it could instead, according to this calculator, fund 17 school teachers or 22 firefighters or 171 people on Medicaid or 88 in veterans medical care or 91 Head Start slots or 13 registered nurses. Bucksport, it says, is spending $880,761, or about $869 per taxpayer, and that instead could go to fund 3 school teachers or 4 firefighters or 34 people on Medicaid or 18 receiving veterans medical care or 18 Head Start slots or 3 registered nurses. Let's just do one or two more. In Belfast, they put the total spending at $3,463,727 or $1,395 per taxpayer, which could fund instead one of the following: 13 school teachers, 17 firefighters, 134 people on Medicaid, 69 on veterans medical care, 71 in Head Start, or 10 registered nurses. This list doesn't have some of the small towns in it, so I'll go with Winterport for the next one because that is listed. They estimate that the town or the city of Winterport has spent $610,301 on mass deportations. That comes out to about $1,202 per taxpayer, and it could fund one of these following: 2 school teachers, 3 firefighters, 24 people on Medicaid, 12 on veterans medical care, 13 in Head Start, or 2 registered nurses. You can find the Economic Policy Institute's cost of deportations calculator and review the methodology they use to develop it, because that's very important and they do break that down, at epi.org/deportation-calculator. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.